Hey, it's Chris Jones with the Jones Zone, and this episode of the podcast is brought to you by the Jones Zone at Keller Williams Realty. That's right, we sponsor our own podcast. So if you know of anybody looking to buy, sell, rent, or invest in residential real estate in the Charlotte, Rock Hill, Fort Mill area, have them connect with us on their favorite platform. Enjoy the show.
It's Chris and Brian Jones, your real estate advocates, community connectors, talking Charlotte and York County area real estate and interviewing business owners, entrepreneurs, and community leaders. Welcome to the Jones Zone Podcast.
3, 2, 1, hit it, Chris.
Welcome to the Jones Zone Podcast, a special edition, episode 50, man. 50. Who would have thought?
Who could have believed two kids from Clover would be 50 episodes into a podcast?
It's outstanding, man. Just persistence and keeping the momentum going. It's been a blast, dude. Do you like doing the podcast?
Yeah, podcasts are cool, man.
It's fun. We get to meet a lot of interesting people.
And that's what I enjoy most, is you can meet with other people, but actually have relevant time together, not just having coffee, being in a rush.
You really get a chance to learn about people, man. I'm excited to put episode 49 out there, and 48 was just so much fun. With you missed that one, the artist.
Yeah.
Tracy Hartzog with Chelsea and Savannah, but this episode's about us, man. We wanted to do one episode, just the two of us. Kind of have a chance to reflect and express some gratitude, and we appreciate you guys for listening and following along, and we are at episode 50. What are some highlights that you think of?
Oh, some highlights. Like a past episodes, like the guests?
Yeah.
You getting beat up by Jeremy was funny. It was awesome. It was the video before the podcast, so that was a good one. Remember when he like jumped at you and he...
Yeah, I remember. It was terrifying.
It was hilarious. I was coming off a back injury. I couldn't eat. Back then, I could barely walk. if you watch the video, you can see me squirming. Do you notice that?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God. It was agony.
So that was the Great Grappling Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu episode, right, with Jeremy Arell.
Got to go Tony Holden with the Veteran Ventures.
That was a good one, too.
Basically, all the guests have... The guests have been bringing
They're
it.
All great.
They bring it, man.
Because they're all unique. Exactly. We've had guests that are in the same industry that were even different.
Yeah, yeah.
They have different vibes. They're just different types of people. We've had multiple lenders. We have multiple financial people. And we've had multiple fitness people. And it's just, they're all different, man. They all
bring What are some people that you guys would like to have on the Jones Zone podcast? Reach out to us. Let us know, you know, any type of industry.
Yeah. We are open to it all, man. Small business owners, entrepreneurs, real estate people.
If you could interview one person right now, I think we did this back on episode 1. If you could have a beer with one person, you said, you remember?
Vince McMahon.
Yep. Was that number one?
It's still number
still
one.
Still number one? I don't think that's going anywhere for you.
It probably will not go anywhere for me. And I'll tell you want me to tell you why?
Why?
Here's why. And this goes along with how I see the Jones Zone, really.
Who's Vince McMahon of the Jones Zone?
Well, clearly me. But if you go to the WWE website, okay, and you click on the About Us section or something like that, there's like some sort of tab that's like about us, mm-hmm, or what we are or whatever. In the description, it says that the WWE is a multimedia company that does X, Y, and Z. They don't even mention wrestling. Okay? So they use their products. You know, wrestling is kind of their medium to do all their other business. The live shows, the TV shows, the radio shows, all that stuff. You know, wrestling is kind of the real estate product of what they do. And then all the other stuff just wraps it all into one, man. So I feel like we kind of do the same thing, and I love it.
I'm trying to think of what that's called, if that's a stack. It's not necessarily a stacking, but I'm thinking out loud here. Yeah, it's definitely interesting. Do you remember who my name was? If I could have a beer with one person.
Was it Tony Robbins?
Yeah, it was Tony Robbins. I guess none of time has passed, because that still goes. But another person I would like to have a beer with is or a glass of wine, Gary Vaynerchuk, Russell Brunson. I think James Altucher would be a funny one.
Yeah, he'd be a good one. Because he's so self-deprecating, but he's such a genius,
He is the most self-deprecating person I know. It's hilarious, though.
I can't have a glass of wine with you because if I have one glass, I'm just completely out of control. I'm just a mess. I'll fall asleep. I'll pass out. But anyways, he's just like, is he? You think he's a billionaire? Or is he just a millionaire? No, just a multi-millionaire.
He's just a millionaire.
Pathetic.
Loser.
Yeah, man. So I would definitely still choose Vince McMahon. Do you remember who our first guest on the podcast was?
Yes, John Salas.
John Salas. That's right.
Yeah.
L&R HVAC. L&R Heating and Air, as he prefers to be called. We'd love to do another video with him. We got to get him on. So, yeah. We've come a long way. It's been about a year.
Almost.
So about one a week.
Yeah, on average.
So. But lately, it's been more than that. It's been 1.5, 2 a week, which is great, man. We hope to get to 100.
So let's tell them real quick about our home seller seminar.
July the 20th, I believe. It's a Thursday, so check the calendar.
Here at Fort Mill at Loom, co-working gallery and event space.
That's right. We should have some stuff on social media. We're still working on our vendor partners, who we're going to get. Ideally, it'll be partners from our book, Just Sold, How to Sell Your Home Fast and Maximize Your Profit.
Right.
So we can have those guys come in and talk to home sellers, and we might do home buyers and sellers, I guess, just because it opens it up. But we're still working on it. But July 20th, put it on your calendars. Probably do a 6 to 7, kind of an after work thing. So if you know anybody interested in buying or selling a home soon, and you think they could use a quick workshop or seminar, we're not going to bore them to death with PowerPoint. It'll be pretty cool. Send them our way, or be on the lookout for that.
Absolutely, absolutely. Real quick.
I got to tell you something else before I forget.
What?
I was at the QT today.
Yeah.
And in walks this kid. And he was like 20.
Yeah.
Bleach blonde hair.
Yeah.
He looked like Snow. You remember the rapper from like the early 90s? He did like Informer and all this.
What?
He's just like, I don't know. Snow. He had like bleach blonde hair. There was a rapper named Snow.
No.
Yeah, there was.
I'm not saying no. I'm not saying no, there wasn't. I just don't know. Okay. I'm a rapper named Snow.
Anyways, he comes in. He looks like a total jerk. He's got sunglasses on.
Yeah.
In the gas station. So I'm standing.
Like he was walking around with sunglasses on?
Yeah. Like in the gas station.
Okay. That's weird.
But he, like, instead of taking them off, he had them on. And he just looked like a total dork. He looked like a total jerk. Total douche.
Yeah.
And so I found myself in quite an interesting dilemma.
Okay.
He grabbed a hot dog off the rack.
Okay. With a bun?
No, the hot dog wasn't done yet. It's spinning. You know how they got those arrows?
Yeah, you got to eat behind the arrow.
Yeah. He grabbed one that wasn't behind the arrow. Yeah. So I wasn't sure.
You didn't tell him, did you?
No.
Good.
I thought about it. I was like, dude.
If he's 20 years old and can't read a sign.
And he's got the sunglasses. Yeah. Like, he's doing it to himself.
I think he probably did it on purpose to eat the hot dog to get sick and then to try to sue QT.
But like,
the sound of who you're describing.
It's like his color vision is all messed up because his glasses, they're tinted. Right? So it's like he probably thinks that it's done and it's not. Then he's walking around looking like he looks like if you say something.
Did he get a bun?
Yeah, yeah.
What did he put on the hot dog?
I didn't stick around. I was just like, man, he deserves whatever he gets, quite frankly.
Okay. He deserves it.
You can eat it. I think you can still eat it.
They're pre-cooked.
It's basically like bologna in a tube.
You know what I want? A fried bologna sandwich.
But the thought of that idiot.
Hey, speaking of bologna sandwiches.
Chomping into a cold hot dog. What?
I want to talk to you real quick about mayonnaise. What do you prefer? Duke's? Or Hellman's?
You gotta go Duke's, I guess.
You have to go Duke's.
Here's the question. Do you go Duke's or Duke's Light?
What do you mean? Duke's. You don't go Duke's Light. I mean, if you have to, go Duke's Light. I mean,
I think we're a Duke's Light family. I can't remember.
I'm a Duke's family, all right? That's a good thing about being a grown-up. You know, you can buy your own mayonnaise, and you can...
I think we just got in the habit of Duke's Light.
Well, yeah, Mom did, I think. Duke's Light's probably worse off for you than the regular Duke's.
No, I think we do have regular Duke's. It's yellow, not blue.
Yeah.
The yellow one is the original.
There's nothing better than Duke's. All right. That's just something I was thinking about earlier today. Dude, because there, believe it or not, there are still people out there who eat Miracle Whip. But I think I think that's an up north type deal. So
it's amazing that Miracle Whip's hung around.
Oh, God, that's disgusting.
I mean, I guess it's just like anything else. If someone likes ketchup or honey mustard or mustard, I mean, I guess it's just a condiment, I guess. But there's no contest between Miracle Whip and mayonnaise.
Yeah, there are some people up north that would disagree with you.
Because of the tang or whatever?
I guess, man. Do they sell Miracle Whip down here? I don't even think they
Yeah, they do.
Oh, okay, I'm about to say, I have to go to Amazon to buy it now. How about Amazon buying Whole Foods?
It's pretty interesting. I mean, Amazon's going to... Can you stop with the fidget spinner? Just put it down. It's going to make a bunch of noise in the phone.
It's not making any noise.
Just get rid of it.
I'm sick of looking at it. I know you are, but it helps me focus.
All right. What was I talking about? Gosh.
You said something about it's being it's interesting. Amazon. I was talking about Amazon.
Oh, yeah. Amazon's pretty much going to rule the world or whatever. Are they the second most biggest company in the world?
No, the biggest company is Apple. No. I think Amazon, before this acquisition of Earthfare, was number 5 or 6, according to what Ryan Fletcher was saying on his podcast. But now, it's within a week, it's probably... I mean, I would imagine adding Whole Foods... I'm not... Who am I? I don't know. I was about to start talking real, like, economical, like I know what I'm talking about. Based on market share and profitability,
the I can have my kale delivered right to my front doorstep.
The mergers and acquisitions, the $13.5 billion... Okay, so yeah, I was thinking... I'm thinking it's going to be top five, though.
Yeah, that's pretty... Put the fidget spinner away, man. Just put... You know, give it to me. I'll put it up.
No, Dad.
I'll put it in my pocket. God, you're worse than the children.
So, Blair got me that fidget spinner, by the way.
I don't care. Put it up. Don't bring it to the workplace.
Okay.
Leave your toys at home. Do you bring toys to work?
You
don't see me with a bunch of figures.
Do you play with figures still?
If I'm playing with Ethan, I'll play with figures.
You know what? I have to play wrestle Barbies with Brenna. Because, I mean, she's a girl. I'm not going to buy her wrestling figures. Oh, speaking of which.
Dude, that's the most sexist thing I've ever heard in my life. What are you talking about?
Girls don't want to play with wrestling.
Dude, get her a Bailey or get her a real one. Dude, they got girl wrestling figures. What's the matter with
you? I never thought of that. Girl wrestling figures.
Get her a Natalia or Nikki Bella or...
Those things cost like $20, man. I got regular Barbies.
Dude, they're cheaper than Barbies.
Really?
Dude, they're like $15 at the most.
$15?
Did you hear about Barbie Ken?
No. What about this guy?
They emasculated poor Ken, dude. They gave him a hair bun. Or what's it called? Yeah, hair, like a bun.
Man bun.
Man bun.
The whole...
They made them all pudgy, and they they gave them 3 different body shapes. There's like fat Ken, medium Ken.
This is
ridiculous.
This is deplorable.
His clothing is all trendy
skinny,
and hipster.
You know, I'm
skinny,
done. Yeah, skinny I'm jeans. Done. I'm done with it. Man.
Ken's got skinny jeans.
This is a. I'm trying to think of the word. This is a.
It's PC overload.
It's PC overload, but it's more. It's like desensitizing. Programming. It's programming us into whatever. You know. It's,
That's taking it too far, man. Just leave Ken alone, dude.
Yeah,
come on.
Golly, man.
Jeez, let's fatten Ken up. What is that?
Makes me want to boycott Barbie. I'm going to go out and buy a Bailey and
Sasha Banks.
Sasha Banks doll for Brenna. Oh, I told her about Enzo and Big Cass. I said, guess what? And Brenna's like, what? I said, Big Cass turned on Enzo. And she goes... Like Kevin Owens did Chris Jericho? I was like, yeah. You know, but that's not nice.
Ethan might cry when he sees it. We still haven't seen that yet. So.
Is it because he likes Big Cass and Enzo?
Yeah. He tries to do the dance.
It was time for them to break up, though.
Oh, yeah. It's inevitable, dude. Like, when there's a tag team where one of them has so much more potential
what's
than the
Enzo's,
other
one. What's his finishing move? Does he have a finishing move?
No, I don't think he has one.
So what becomes of Enzo Amore? Does he come out next week? My name is Enzo Amore. Or what becomes of him? Does he work on a new shtick? Or
I don't know. Does he try to sneak into the 205 Live?
I've heard that
casting crew.
Because look at Neville. Neville was floundering on the main event roster.
Yeah.
But now they moved him to cruiserweights. He's really good.
Neville is really good.
Like a heel. He is a really good heel. Because it's believable. He looks. He's got to be more than 205.
He's big.
He's got to be really short. He has to be like 5'2", because with that body type, dude is jacked.
He's no Ken, I'll tell you that.
No.
You gave Ken a dad bod, man. How dare you, Mattel? How dare
you? You're really upset by this.
It's just not, it's just silly, that's all. It's just like, oh, God. Like, I mean, did people complain? Like,
I don't know. Did dads write Mattel and complain?
That's setting an unrealistic expectation for my son.
I have to go to the gym and work out. I don't have time.
It's ridiculous. So, let's talk about Podcast 100. Let's do 50 more. What are we going to do when we do?
We are... Well, it's in the works. Okay, it's in the works. We want to partner up with... a veterans nonprofit in the Charlotte area, and we want to engage with our partners, our podcast partners. We want to raise money for a nonprofit, veterans nonprofit here in Charlotte. So what we want to do is just get together with everybody and you know, just have a, I don't know, donate some money.
Yeah. What we'd like to do is have a big party when we get to 100 and invite all of our past guests.
And I think I know of a way to do this, Chris.
For the podcast and videos. And okay.
We'll talk off air about that. But I have a good way to do that. So it'll be a surprise.
The book's getting some traction.
Yeah, you mailed off.
Mailed off a couple of copies. Dropped one in a mailbox per request.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah, so it's going well. So hopefully people will find it useful and decide to put it down.
Sorry. You know, I think we should... did you get, ask them if they saw the book tour. Ask them. Hey, did you guys see the
book? Hey, did you guys see the book tour?
Anyways, what I was going to say. Crap.
The video?
No. Ah, crap. It'll come to me later.
No.
Dang.
Yeah, we did a book tour Friday. We stopped by some of our favorite places. First, we went to Saltwater Markets. Then we went to Lakeside Barbers, over to Mr. Putty's Fun Park, Z Bakery. Then we went over to Vertex Advisors, and Loom Coworking. So if you're in the area of any of those places, you can stop by and grab a copy of our book if they're not completely out.
And I know Amazon was already requesting more copies because, you know, long story short, we sold out.
They were like, I know we're the top company in the world, but we can't keep up with the demand.
And they said, guys, maybe you guys should raise the price on the books, you know, supply and demand. And I said, no, look, Jeff. Because that's Jeff Bezos,
yeah,
the CEO of Amazon. He called me. I was like, Jeff, it's not about the money, man. We want these home sellers to be able to maximize their profit and sell their homes fast.
Yeah. If we do a good job, we'll make money in commissions. We're not worried about making money off the book per se. So
We will do a book signing picture and autograph session.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
We'll do it cheap, though. What, $50?
Something like that.
Yeah. Picture with both of us, 70.
We got to cover the cost of gasoline to get there.
Yeah.
What do you think about Dwight Howard?
I'm not... So, Dwight Howard just signed with the Hornets. He got traded for Miles Plumlee. And who else?
Miles Plumlee.
One of the Turkish players or something.
Marco Bellinelli or whatever. And was it? Did they throw in a draft pick, too?
Yes, I think it was the 27th draft pick.
I love it, man.
I like it, and here's why. We've needed a big presence, a big body presence in the paint, all right? I'm sorry. I mean, Frank Kaminsky, Miles Plumlee, Cody Zeller, they're three of the same players almost, right? They're not. None of them are a dominant big man like Dwight Howard. Is he still dominant?
Yeah, he's still 10 and 10 at least.
Okay.
So he'll get you 15 and 12 pretty much every night.
And then to add on top of that, Kemba has a legitimate threat down low.
Yeah, I like it a lot too. I think you have Kemba, then you got Frank. He can space the floor a little bit. He's kind of a stretch four. You have him down there. You still have Batum. I'm still interested to see who they pick, they draft, but I like it. I like Dwight Howard.
How is this?
He's kind of a punk in the locker room, I guess, but
he just doesn't seem like
he's like a mopey baby.
Yeah, yeah, like get outside your feelings, man. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Like, he looks like a big man-child. I don't know, he got touches. Like, yeah. It wouldn't surprise me, like, honestly. He strikes me as the kind of kid who would, like, who probably cried up until, like, maybe his junior or senior year.
In high school?
Yeah, just, like, if something, you know.
Like, in the back of the class, crying?
Yeah, yeah. What are you crying for? I can see him goofing off, getting in trouble, getting yelled at, and crying. I can just see that.
Yeah, I can see that, too. I can also understand how playing with Kobe could be tough, but he's been to two or three other teams since then, and yeah. He still has problems. Like, I mean, why do people get rid of him? He's good. He's talented. So he's got to have some sort of personal issue that they're just like, man, I don't even want to deal with it, dude.
Do you think overrated? Because, I mean, he might not. I mean, he had a good. It's been 10 years since he was last, like,
relevant. I think he's just rated. Was that Colin Cowherd that said something like that?
Yeah.
He's just rated. Why can't he just be rated?
But I'm thinking he's way. He's obviously past his prime from his days in Orlando. Come on. His days in Orlando, he was new and he was young. But he's 31, still relatively young. I just don't know, man. Maybe if he can hit a free throw every now and then, geez.
I mean, what year did they go to the finals?
Who, the Magic?
Yeah.
They went to the finals?
Yeah. They went to the finals. Maybe? They got their butts kicked, probably.
They lost in four, right, to LA?
Probably something like that.
I think
that,
it was like the Lakers.
So he's
2008, probably, maybe?
But he should still be pretty much physically in his prime.
He's physically a stud. I mean, he looks in really good shape, but I don't know, man.
Yeah.
I haven't been sold on Dwight Howard in quite a long time. I guess because his off court, I mean his in the locker room presence and reputation has ruined it, has tarnished it. But I don't know. I hear Dwight Howard, I'm like, okay, whatever. I mean, I don't get blown away, but I think he can be a good addition to Charlotte just because they need a big guy.
Yeah.
We shall see. Hey, at least Charlotte's got a big name, you know. So do you know what Monday was? The 19th of June?
Monday the 19th of June. No.
It was the fourth year of the passing of James Gandolfini.
Oh, Sopranos.
Yeah.
Dang, time flies.
I in honor and remembrance of him, I watched a couple episodes Monday night. Never gets old, man.
Episodes?
I watched a couple from season 5. Where Feach went up on that dude who was taking care of Polly's mom's lawn. What are you doing?
Did he knock him out of the tree or something?
No, Polly did that in retaliation. This is my nephew's neighborhood. He works this neighborhood.
What are you talking about, old man?
He kicked him in the nuts and then like broke his arm. And then Polly, oh, that was hilarious. In retaliation, he went to the guy, Feach LaMonta's nephew, who took over the job. The landscaping job, and pulled him out of a tree. And then he told Tony, when Tony heard about it, he goes, he jumped out of the tree trying to attack me. I got the right to defend myself.
Tony's one of the best characters ever, man.
I
feel like we've had this conversation a million times.
God, but there's just nothing. I mean, he's like, I don't know, man. He's the epitome of cool. And he's not, I mean, he does a lot of bad things, but I don't know, man.
Yeah, the psychology behind it is very interesting. Like, I'm sure psychiatrists could have a field day.
I watched.
He's such a lovable, but he's such a despicable human.
Yeah. Well, that's what they talked about. He's a sociopath. I mean, he was a true sociopath. Like, I think it was the second to last episode when Melfi finally kicked him out, and she was reading in that book, and it's. The book that I was reading was a psychology book. I forget exactly what it was saying, but it was saying like the sociopath will often play the role of a victim. He'll use humor. He'll use a couple other things to like make the person like him. But then at the end, there's no treating them almost. It's like he is what he is, you know, gangster, adulterer, killer. But even though he has his good flaws, there's basically no changing him, which... I might be paraphrasing. I might be missing the boat, but that's what I got out of that scene. So, but yeah, he's definitely an interesting character. Who is your second favorite character on Sopranos?
That's an interesting question. Christopher was always a favorite. What's Christopher's wife's name? Adriana.
They never got married.
Oh, yeah. She was a favorite just because she was so beautiful.
Yeah, she was hot.
But, yeah.
Okay. All right, man. Well, you want to wrap this up?
Yeah, man. 50 episodes down. Let's do another 50. And then some. And thank you guys again for all your support. Thanks for sharing it. Thanks for recommending guests and all the guests. Thank you for coming on. And we appreciate you. We look forward to doing many, many more.
All righty.
All right. Have a good one. Out.
Out.
Thanks so much for listening to the Jones Zone Podcast with Chris and Brian Jones. We'll catch you on the next episode.